Unemployment was up, but job losses were less bad last month. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on the August 2009 U.S. employment trends that continued to be mixed, but overall improving. The current population survey, or CPS, becomingly known as the household survey, showed a jump in the unemployment rate by climbing 0.3% to 9.7%, but this was not unexpected. That rising unemployment rate was the result of 466,000 more unemployed persons, a civilian labor force that expanded slightly by 73,000, and the number of them employed falling by almost 400,000. And the number of people no longer in the workforce grew by more than 140,000 to about 81.5 million. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported an overall job loss of 216,000 jobs last month, and although that's a significant number of jobs that are gone, to put it into perspective, that's the smallest job loss since last August. Job losses in the manufacturing sector continued with a decline of 63,000 jobs. Durable goods, with about 7.2 million jobs total, was down 51,000 jobs, while non-durable goods, with about 4.6 million jobs, lost only 12,000 jobs. Despite other data published earlier this month that seemed to indicate a stabilization in the housing market, 65,000 jobs fell off the ladder of the construction sector in August, with the specialty trades contractor subsector continuing to be hard hit with a loss of 53,600 jobs. Mining and logging continued to experience job losses with a decline of 8,000 jobs, although the logging portion ran counter and grew by 600 jobs, perhaps as a precursor to more building demand that has yet to show up in other sectors. The service providing sector, which accounts for about 85% of all employment, was down 80,000 jobs in August, which was about 50% better than the previous month's loss of 154,000 jobs. The retail trade sector continued to reduce inventory, but it only lost 9,600 jobs in August, and that was helped by the automobile dealers adding 5,200 jobs, no doubt to cope with the onslaught of customers generated by the government's Cash for Clunkers program. The wholesale trade sector continued to clear out jobs to the tune of 17,100 jobs last month. And although the trends in retail and wholesale sectors were negative, it comes as a bit of surprise that transportation and warehousing was down only 1,000 jobs, but it was helped by slight gains in the air and rail transportation as well as the transportation support activity sectors, perhaps as a result of the summer vacation travel season. The financial activity sector continued to debit jobs and removed 28,000 jobs from its books. The job losses occurred in most major subsectors of professional and business services, which is a large sector employing 16.6 million, but it was down only a total of 22,000 jobs in August, which was less than the 33,000 loss in the previous month. Computer systems design and related services gave back some of the 6,900 jobs it added in July by deleting 3,400 jobs in August. Education and health services continued to buck the overall employment trend. Educational services, which is highly seasonal, added 3,700 jobs in August, while health care and social assistance grew stronger with 47,400 new jobs in most major subsectors. Home health care services added 3,500 jobs. The leisure and hospitality sector started to wind down after a rather lackluster summer season in terms of jobs, since it closed down 21,000 jobs. The government ended up eliminating 18,000 jobs last month. The federal government ended up with a net decline of 5,000 jobs, courtesy of the Postal Service, which canceled 8,500 jobs, while the rest of the federal government added 3,900. The trend in state government was negative, with a loss of 5,000 jobs, and local governments, with a total of about 14.5 million jobs, eliminated 8,000 jobs. Temporary help services continue to lose jobs, but at a continuing slower rate in August, or was less bad, as another economist wrote last month. Jobs in temporary help services were down only 6,500 to 1,736,800, or down 0.4% in August. Year-to-year loss was about 24.5%, the best seen in 7 months. Temporary help services continue to lose market share, but at a slower rate as well, at only 1.32%, which is the percentage of all jobs in August. To recap, the jobs outlook is improving. Despite the unemployment rate climbing and approaching the 10% watermark, that was not unexpected, and job losses at 216,000 for the month were the fewest since last August. And by improving by 0.1 in July, that was the first time a rise has been seen since last summer, the average weekly hours worked held steady at 33.1 hours in August. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.